that we're learning a sikha from parts of a sikha from Rabbi Shmuel Morgenstern from Yerushalayim. And this inyan that we're talking about in Rav Kook, the chashivas of ribui when it comes to the diburim of increasing our output of words of holiness in Torah and in Tefillah. The connection between Hashanah Rabbah, where there's so many thousands upon thousands of words that are said, which we don't really understand unless a person is very, very big, maven and Lashon HaKodesh, Nabal Dikduk, otherwise we don't really know what we're saying, for the most part, except for Hashanah. We don't really know, a lot of the words are very hard. And yet, there's such a shefa of diburim the whole time from Slichas and the Yom Neroim, and then finally with the Shana Rabbah, there's so many words that are spoken that are not understood. And then the biggest simcha is Simchas Torah, when we're dancing with the Sefer Torah that's not even open. Forget about understanding and not understanding. We're holding the Sefer Torah that's closed. And we're dancing with the actual Torah itself. So we learned a little bit in the Sichas Haran from Rabbi Nachman. We're learning now a little bit here from Rabbi Shemaya to understand the significance of a person, like Rabbi Nachman says in the Sichas Haran, the person taking a journey through all of Torah Hashem. All of Torah Hashem. And how the words, the letters themselves, change the person, like we saw in the Eretz HaTorah, and created his kashrus from above to below. And on some level, there's a certain mila, not that one should not understand what he's learning, God forbid. One tries as hard as possible, as we learned last week when we were talking about. But on some level, there's a mila, the person to be able to take this journey and to cover tremendous, tremendous amount of territory in going through Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebachpel, like we saw Rabbi Nachman's suggested curriculum, and to go over and to go over and to go over. I want to just emphasize again, and it was one of the Chavarim called from out of town who listens every week, and he asked, am I actually promoting this as a Derech HaLimud, a practical way of learning for Chavarim? Am I promoting this rush through all of Torah? Am I promoting it? So first of all, the issue is not whether I'm promoting it. That has nothing to do with whether I'm promoting somebody to run for president next year or something, or I'm promoting this, Lahavdil. It has nothing to do with promoting. It's trying to understand Teres Hashem. That's all. We're trying to understand Rav Kook, and the way to understand Rav Kook is by where Rav Kook is coming from, and to show that this Mahalach is a Mahalach in Torah, and we're learning a little bit from the Tzaddikim, as far as how each person should learn, whether it's a young man or a young woman, an older man, an older one, where you're holding in life, each person, according to what for himself, what for herself, works best. It just needs to be understood because of the very strong emphasis that is in the Torah world, in the world of learning now, on spending excessive amounts of time on small passages of Torah. It needs to be emphasized that there is an entire world out there that does not agree with that as a Derech HaLimud. As far as each person and what works for you and what gives you the greatest sense of being connected to Torah, and as a means of being more connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each person, you speak to your rabbi, speak to your teacher, think of on your own. And I said it many times while we were doing this, that this is not, I'm not talking about yeshiva, I'm not talking about anybody rebelling against the Seder Hayom in his yeshiva, God forbid, or anything like that, chas v'shal. We're learning to understand the importance of our saying words of Torah, even if we don't understand everything, one shouldn't get stuck and closed in that place, but one should go over and over and over. And as Rabbi Nachman says at the end, and as we learned, and we were talking about during the week in the Chabur, also in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neis, in the end, Hashem Yisbach will give each and every one of us everything that we tried to learn. Rabbi Shemaya, Rav Kook, Rabbi Nachman, all the tzaddikim are not suggesting that a person not care about understanding. God forbid. I just want to make that clear, because it sounded to me a little bit from this message that maybe there's no need of understanding what we're learning. That's not true, and we're going to see today. Of course, each person tries to understand to the best of his ability. Only the ikar is that you give it your best, and you understand that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put the letters and the words together. At the end, if you don't understand, you go right there. You go right there and to go through Teres Hashem and to know that with God's help, there'll be a second time around, there'll be a third time around. And Rabbi Nachman and the other tzaddikim saw this as a way of also giving a person a tremendous cheshek to learn, a tremendous excitement in learning, as we were talking about last week, and we're going to continue now. And this is based upon sugyas in the Gemara and Rishonim. This was not created in Rabbi Nachman's Bais Medrash, and Rabbi Nachman's very creative and fertile mind. It was not created in Rav Kook's mind. This is something. This is the Mesorah, part of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. As a matter of fact, it has more of a place in the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael than those who choose to sit on two pages for 2 months. This is more part of the Mesorah than the other way. The other way has to explain how did we come to such a thing where we're sitting for so long in one place, and that people at the time that they're 20 years old have seen, you know, 30 blot Gemara, 40 blot Gemara, and thousands of hours of shiurim, none of which they can remember, unless it's somebody with a particularly gifted mind. They don't really remember the shiurim. So this doesn't need to be, there's no excuse that needs to be made for this mahalach. Once a person understands that the tzaddikim are not talking about just reading svarim, saying words like davening, to try to understand, but to keep moving, to try to understand, and to keep moving like David Mal says in Tillum. And we learned last week, to go through Teres Hashem. That's the end of Hashanah Rabbah, and the words that even though we don't understand everything that we're saying, and other rabbis, it seems that there was Ashgacha Pratis, that during those weeks of tshuva, the Jews should say lots and lots of words they don't understand. They don't understand. And the words are pile, and the words go, and the words are able to affect this world and other worlds, and bring to a tremendous joy, which explodes on Simchas Torah. And that outburst of joy of Simchas Torah is something which one might not necessarily get to if he doesn't go anywhere in his learning, if he doesn't move anywhere in his learning, and he doesn't say all the words that Hashem Yisbarach wants us to say in the course of each person's life, what he should be saying. And this brings to tremendous hamtakas adinim and mechilas avinus, like we were learning last week, of forgiving of aveiros and hamtakas adinim, to say all of the words and all of the words. And I mentioned that Rabbi Nachman was so careful that even with zmiris, the whole zmiris, and to spend one's life saying Devarim Shel Gedusha. So on up to Eis Hei, page Reishon and Vav, the pages from last week from Rabbi Shemaya, Val Zeis Yispalo. The Iker Rabbi Shemaya is saying is that a person should keep to his to the Zmanim, to the Starim, to be Kavei Itim. We're going to see this more in the Eretz HaTorah coming up in the next 2 or 3 Prakim. Val Zeis Yispalo Kol Adam V'Yair Rachmi Hashem. And this is something to daven for. And it's Erev Purim. And the whole inyan of Purim is Hada Kiblu B'mei HaChashverosh, is Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar, is Mitech Ahava, like Rashi says, Ahava Sanes, to have a new Kabbalah upon ourselves, to learn more, and to learn in a new way, to learn a lot. Purim is a day of Kabbal Satar. And Tefillah. That the person should daven a lot and be ma'ir rachmei Hashem, that he'll be able to be strong and to stand guard, to be able to make sure to put aside each person time every day for Torah. Obviously, he's saying this to men. Then the limud ha'gemara, ben b'shar limudei ha'Torah, when it comes to learning gemara, and other limudim that the person has in his seder yom. Each person according to what he's learning at that time or what he feels connected to learning. Chayk v'layaver. The main thing is, it should be a chayk v'layaver. The main thing is that you shouldn't miss every single day without fail. Va'ach shekava ha'adam la'atzma yistarim b'limud ha'Torah kedosha. Once a person lives in this mezgeres, and nowadays it's for everybody, men and women, not because of the din of Talmud Torah. We understand that a woman is parted from the chiv of Talmud Torah, but the or haTorah and the hiskashus to Torah and what that does for a person and how desperately we need that now in the Ikvus of the Mashiach. That's for everybody, men, women, and children. When a person has established storm belim in haTorah Kedoshah, set storm in learning Torah for every day, as af im bormelov yimei harav, even though as inevitably what happens to a person, that there come days that are difficult, and during those difficult days, kosh lo lizbol ol haTorah. It's very, very hard for the person to learn. Everybody who has ever tried to keep storm and to be kavei itma Torah knows that there are days that are very, very hard. And a person is not able to, A, have such a strong cheshek, and he's not able to understand much when he's learning. It's not clear the way that it usually is. The kosher lizbol ala Torah, as I tzarech lihikonis la'avaydes ha'emunah. Then the person, that person who has his kviyas, and his kviyas is not a matter of the intellect, it's a matter of a kviyas, like the Tanya said, a kviyas in who the person is in the soul. That no matter what he learns, then he's able to transition from days of great understanding, days of tremendous insight and learning, to days of avaydas ha'emuna. We'll continue. But it's avaydas ha'emuna, da'ikar hu ha'emuna. And that's what we see. That's why I mentioned last week, but I talked about it a lot, that you see that the Jews from earlier generations, those who were zeichet to have grandparents, or remember, or saw, even great-grandparents, whatever, Yidden, like I mentioned last week with that lady, Yidden, they were able to say tillim for hours and hours. Even though they didn't understand them. They didn't understand. They didn't have all the translations and the linear and the sublinear and the post-linear translations, whatever they have. They didn't have any of these things. They were able to say. The ability of a Jew to say words even that he doesn't understand, you have to and to say them consistently, for that you have to tap into a deeper part of yourself, emuna. To understand something, which is gewaldig, that could be something which is not coming from emuna. That comes from interest and intellectual curiosity, which is also a very good thing. But that doesn't have to reach into the kishkas of a person to draw out those words. But you see you have these people every single time you'll come to Meron. Oh, I mean, I'm going to Meron for over 40 years. Every time you go there, there are certain yidden that are there. Those yidden are there. You know, if he was young, you see now he's with a gray beard, and then he gets older and older and older, and then they send kaddish to him. And he spent, the men and women, that they live in Meron. And sometimes you go next to Sal, you go to some kever someplace, you know, Eldad and Medad, you know, they have like the new kvarim coming up all the time. So you go to some kever. And it's in an Arab village, and they always give off, and they could place some, and you have to climb up a thing and a mountain, and you figure that here, finally, I'm going to put like my flag over here in this place. I'm going to be the only guy that ever came to this place. You walk in, you see that there's a yid sitting there. Every time, right? There's some yid sitting there. You'll never get him because he lives there. That's his home. He lives in that place. And he's crying for Klal Yisrael for 70, 80 years. He's talking to Hashem for Klal Yisrael. You can't put people out like that in the schools. That's not, there's no course. Introduction to lifetime davening. Intro. They call that's the introduction. Intro. You know, you put your social security number and you do it online or something. No such thing like that. They're even, that they're like, they can be, they, over the course of their lives, they say, I don't know how many, a person, how many words, millions of words. So the big knockers, the smart ones that are taking their courses online, so they think, what a waste of a person's life. He sits all his life by Meron, by Reb Shimon over there. Or he sits by Kevarochi, you have these Kevarochel, you have these ladies. The Rochel Imenu's ladies, that they sit there like that for years and years. You see the same people. Whenever you walk in, you see the same people. And that they live in these places. We have by the Kaisel Yidden, by Mersanach Pele Yidden. Obviously, each person, these people have a discussion with the Sherish of who they are, Davka to that Tzaddik and to that place. What's this you're doing, like, by Hoshea ben Be'eri? Like, what about Hoshea ben Be'eri do you find interesting? He's not going to explain that, why he spent his whole life. If the 120 to explain why he was sitting over here his whole life saying Tillim and learning some Mishnayos to the Ili Nishma, the Ili Nishma of this Tzaddik in this place and crying for Klal Yisrael. And we can only see Mashiach comes with these people who poil for Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us, what we receive from these people who are standing guard for the entire Jewish people. They're standing guard. They're standing guard. Well, we're saying some fancy Torah from Reb Shimon and Reb Chaim, which is good. I'm not saying it's not good. It's great. But these are the Jews. And that's also part of standing guard, of course. But you have these Yidna, the Mamish standing guard for Klal Yisrael. They're like the elite armed forces of the Jewish people that are standing guard in these places, that Leon and Leishan, that they just have to have this in you. And the words, this comes from Emunah. It's not something that you could think up and make a decision. Everybody here knows that when you decide that you're going to say a certain amount of Tehillim, let's say a week, or a certain amount of Tehillim a day, you know how hard that is. It's exciting in the beginning because something happened in the community, or you have for someone in your family, and the chever gets together, we're going to do this, it's gevaldik, we're going to do this. And the first two or three days, and then afterwards it becomes like, oh, I didn't do it yet, and I got to say my fourth kapitler, and I didn't do it yet. In the beginning it was because you want to do for somebody that you love, or you want to do for Jews, or whatever you want to love. It's a good thing. Then afterwards, because we're victims of that world of Asher Karcha, the coldness of Amalek and Seichel, and just understanding things, and not tapping into the place of within ourselves that's called Emuna. So Emuna, Dovra Melech is the Emuna is Malchus, that's Dovra Melech, and Dovra Melech's Tillim. Well, we only have a little bit, but we have Tillim that Hashem Zbarach put down that should be, that this is the Tillim that we have in Sefer Tillim. That's not all Dovra Melech said. And do you know how many times Dovra Melech said these things? And how Dovra Melech included each and every one of us and thought of us when he was saying these things. Every one of us was included in Dovra Melech's words when he said these things. And how, and you're thinking, what, a person like Dovra Melech, he spends so much time on this stuff. to be Ma'abed Diburim. But that's Amunah. So on the days when the person is a Meichin the Godless and he's understanding and it's clear and fine. But then there come days of Rav, of hunger. And that person who is always sticking to his manim, he always sticks to his tillum that he made. He always sticks to his if he makes it his baidados, he sticks to that time. He always sticks to his 15 minutes Mesil Sharm, his half hour Mishnah, his hour Mishnah, his hour Gemara, whatever it is. But he sticks to that. Then that person is already tapping into something else. Then he's coming to that part of himself that's higher than how I feel on Monday and what I understood on Tuesday. He's coming to a part of himself that's kol mitzvah secha emunah, to Malchus. He's coming to the essence of who he is, to that chelik alakom yimal. He doesn't feel it. So the same thing, I don't remember where, by Shmuel HaNavi, where I was. I was by one of the Kiryat Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, and there was one of those Yidden that live over there by Shmuel Navi, So he was going around doing stuff while he was saying Tehillim. You know, he was like putting the fushkas, and he was setting up some tissue boxes. He's going around saying Tehillim the whole time. So a person could look at that and say, what kind of thing is that? And that's not how you say Tehillim. We don't say Tehillim like that. It's a very, his whole life is Tehillim. When we lived in Eretz Yisrael, I told this to you once, when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, so we had a gardener. There was a gardener over there. It was a little taimony. A little taimony. So my father, Zogzim Zayn, would sit by the window and listen to this Jew would say, while he was in the garden, the whole time, he was saying by heart, Tehillim. And they have a certain niggun, the taimonim. And he was saying this, I can't understand the word of it. It's so different. The Havara is very different from how even other Sfaradim talk. It's very hard to understand if you're not used to it. And my father just would love him. He'd always say, come, listen to this. And his name was Sadia. And he was, this Sadia was saying Tehillim the whole day while he was there. He had a cutout t-shirt and he had a big talus cotton over. And he wore a cap like this and long pears, like something from a picture. Like you see in a picture. And this kid was over there hacking and clapping the whole time, singing Tehillim while he was doing that. How do you raise a person like that? How do you have people like that? It's such a... So he says that Sarachal comes to Avedis Amuna. The Ikeru Amuna Shashem is Baruch Hu Balabira. Ikeru is the Amuna that Hashem is the Balabira. V'umabit v'roya cheshkas l'vover l'lim ratayra kadaisha. And Hashem Baruch sees how badly a person wants to learn. Like it says in the beginning of Tehillim. And Hashem sees, we're talking about when a person is having a difficult day, and Hashem sees that it's hard and he wants to understand, he wants to learn. And he always sticks to his learning, but he's not always understanding the way that that it's on like very good days. It doesn't always come out like that. And by trying each day to understand what he's learning, the Gemara, whatever it is. So then a person can come out from a day of learning. Everybody knows this in yeshiva or after yeshiva. But especially in yeshiva, where the boys are committed to the program that was set up for them. They're not learning just what they decided themselves, they're following the yeshiva's program. So a lot of times the boy will go through and spend hours and hours and he'll come out and feel, well, like, I don't know, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the shiur. I listened to the shiur, I tried, I prepared the Marma Kermis, I tried to chazer, I tried to review. And of course one tries, and one tries to make a chazara to review and to ask other guys in the smedrash to help, but sometimes it doesn't go. But a person who davens together with his learning, and a person who's always coming to the Beis Medrash on time, and does what he's supposed to do, and he puts himself in Hashem's hands, and he says to Hashem, I'm not getting it right now. I tried, it's not going. So that for such a person, the Torah follows that person around. The Torah stays with that person. And with Akeshus Me'es Kaina, and the Torah herself goes and asks Hashem to help this guy out. The Torah herself goes. Limsa Loitami Torah Stara. The Torah herself, when a person is committed to Torah, and is Kavei Itim, and he sticks to those manim that he makes, and he sticks to, even though it might not be so 20 out, whatever it is, he sticks to those times, then the Torah, he has an emunah to the Torah, he's faithful to the Torah, then is faithful to him. And then the Torah goes to Hashem, the Torah says, listen, this Yid, he comes every day, he's not late, he comes on time, he tries to learn, and it's not going for him. And the Torah herself pleads to Hashem on behalf of this person. And ultimately, it will come back. Like we saw, I mentioned last week from Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the others from, and the tzaddikim will say that when a person's life is finished, then everything he forgot in his learning and whatever he couldn't understand he tried, Hashem will give him as a gift. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand each day and Hashem gave it to him as a gift on his madrega. L'kol kach lama, v'nei shekofaf pihu al divrei Torah. Kofaf pihu. Because he forced his mouth, and he said the words. He said the words. He tried. Again, it doesn't mean just to daven up the Gemara. Rabbi Nachman didn't mean that. There are some people that go around talking like that. That's not Rabbi Nachman didn't mean. Rabbi Nachman was a guy in Olam. And his closest, his Talmidim were a big Talmidim Chacham. He wasn't talking about stam davening up the pages of Gemara. Other Rabbi Nachman said, this is the way to become a Talmud Chacham, is by moving. By moving Torah together with Tefillah and davening. Hashem is who gave us the Torah. So when the Torah has a serious customer, the Torah goes to bat for that person. If you're not such a serious customer, a serious doesn't have to do with how many each person has in a day, how much time he has. That's not the point. But if you're a serious customer, it means that you're a regular customer. You know, if you have a regular customer, even if the person comes in, you know, if you own a makola, and the person you have a person comes in every day, buys a loaf of bread and some milk. Okay, he's not coming in there to buy, you know, expensive stuff. I don't know if you have expensive stuff there. You know, he's not coming in there to buy a bag of diapers or something. He's coming there, that's a big item in the makolot. He's coming there to buy a bottle of milk, I don't know if they have now bottles now, it's just so, we still have plastic bags. He comes in there to buy a bag of milk and a loaf of bread. But he comes every day. Comes every day. That's a good customer. That's a chosh of a customer. And he's treated with respect. Everybody in business knows that those are the people that you can count on. Might not be the big customer that comes once every 3 months and will buy something, but with those customers, the chenvani, the balabas, goes to bat for them, goes to bat. And the Torah does that for us when we are faithful, when we're consistent, when we say the words, when we come, and no matter what, and we don't become discouraged on a day where we don't understand. We come back again the next day and we try again. We say we get back to learning. This is the biggest nisayon. But you see this. The boys that are still that are here from that are in yeshiva or it wasn't long since yeshiva. That seat that one day there's a boy. The boy's in the chair in his seat, and then the next 2 days he's not there because his seventh cousin. His seventh cousin in Tokyo wasn't feeling well, so he wanted to go be mevaka chayla or something. You know, the kind of things that the imagination that yeshiva bacham have of what, you know, why they're not in yeshiva, and what happened to them, that they lost their cheshik. V'asimchus yesh liyehudi b'shor shemeivin ha-Torah kadoshah, and those days when he understands the simch that he has, the joy that he has, mamtekes imena kol ha-dinim, that sweeten and take away all the dinim from this person. Umalo isay shuv lidbaik ba'or elokusi yisbarach, or ledibuk ba'or elokusi yisbarach, to become connected to the or of Hashem. Ubezem moichlam lo kol avonaisa. This person is forgiven for all of his sins. Vaz mistalkus kol amechitzas ben yisalov yisbishmayim. And that removes all of the barriers, all of the mechitzas between Yisrael and Avinu Shebishamayim. V'zeh b'yediv Rashi HaKadosh al HaKosav Eilam Shepashim HaTosav L'fneihem. So, you can understand what Rashi says on the Pasuk, V'eilu Mishpatim Mishatosim L'fneihem. Hashem Yisbarach tells Moshe Rabbeinu, put all of the Mishpatim, Eilu Mishpatim Mishatosim L'fneihem. Like Rashi says, like a Shulchan Aruch, right? Like a table to set before them. Eilu Mishpatim Mishatosim L'fneihem. What does that mean? There's a Seda Halimud that we know the Gemara in Erevin tells us there was a certain way how Moshe Rabbeinu received it from Hashem and then he went and how he said it over Aaron and his sons and so on and all of Klai Yisrael and how there was a four Chazorah four times, right? There was a Seda Halimud. Kate says Seda Mishnah. There was a Seda exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim and taught Torah to us. It was a yeshiva of how to learn. It was a besmedrash of how to learn. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says an interesting thing. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Eilu mishpatim asher tosam lifneihem. These are the mishpatim. Put them down before the Jews. Eilu asher tosam lifneihem. The after Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu lomad ha-Torah k'doshe l'vnei Yisrael, or limit ha-Torah k'doshe l'vnei Yisrael pamayim v'sholosh. Moshe Rabbeinu already chased over. He already taught all of Bnei Yisrael. He already taught all of Bnei Yisrael with Aaron, with his sons. He already taught all of Bnei Yisrael, and they chased over. They went over everything. The curriculum was already given over. Vice astur b'fiyam. And everybody was okay. Everybody knew what to do. Ach ein dai b'ze. So what is it I should toss on with name that it should be so clear? Ach ein dai b'ze. The tzarech lahavin timer shodava. It's true that everything was given over. And now we're coming back around another time. Another time. So Bichamai is explaining that ein dai b'ze. It's not enough. As I said, he's going to tell us, of course it's not enough just to hear the words. But the more the person says the words, and the more we go over, and again, in response to the tzaddik who left the message, also, I know I like it, now I'm looking into the telephone line, but I'm assuming that he's hearing it, that of course Chazar, of course the Chazar, all the tzaddikim, all the Rosh Hashivas advocated Chazara. Chazar is not the problem. The chazar is gewaldig. It's the not learning enough to chazar. It's not learning enough. So when you finally were able to figure out those three lines of Tosfos, so what are you going to chazar the rest of the day? I mean, so now you understood the three lines. So now you're going to chazar the three lines. It only takes 30 seconds. It took you 30 days to understand them. Of course, to chazar and to come back around. And Hashem Shabbat wants us to taste, like that's what Rashi says over there, and to be able to understand and to taste the beauty of all that we're learning. To appreciate and to taste the depth of Torah. If a Jew feels that he doesn't have any joy in life, doesn't know what's the tachlis of life. Yeida shakol nimshach, he should know that all of this comes, you know why? Machm sha'in le kviyish shiur m'chal yom. Because he doesn't set up time every single day to learn. A person who feels his life is meaningless. You have even from Jews, Orthodox people, that they don't feel any time in life. They don't have any cheshik in life. So he says, you should know the reason is that they don't have a time in life. It's because they don't have that set time every day to stick to it, to learn. She'en lo kviyas shiur m'chal yom. He doesn't have his kviyas of learning each and every day. Da'odim she'esh lo shiurim t'midim k'sidram, b'teres Hashem, any Jew that has every single day t'midim k'sidram, exact, as to the best of his ability, obviously, sometimes a person has to go someplace, something comes up, but then he makes it up and he doesn't go to sleep. Doesn't go to sleep without making sure that he has it taken care of. Shiurim should be t'midim k'sidram. Any person that had da'od m'sheyesh al shiurim t'midim k'sidram b'teres Hashem, every single day, b'teres Hashem, whatever he's able to do, more or less, u'ma'ameitz levav ayumoyche lahavin lahaskol oimkom shel dvarim, and he tries to the best of his ability, again, not getting stuck and lost in one thing, but he tries to understand, u'liyaz karv al Hashem esbarach, and to try to be close to Hashem, as a yesh b'koach ha-Torah, the Torah again goes to bat for this person. And the Torah has tremendous koach, l'karvay ala oviv shebishamayim, to bring him close to Hashem Ezbarach. U'lahosye kol ha-mechitza shenasu machmas avinoysav, and to remove all of the barriers that were created by this person because of his aveiros. Ha-kol zeh b'tnai she'odem yivakish b'chol ma'oida ha-nekudah she'ha-Torah k'doshe t'karvay le'noysen ha-Torah. But this, Rabbi Shemaiah says, is on the condition that this person doesn't just learn, but he always takes aside a minute or two, like we learned at the beginning of Arias HaTorah, in the Inyan of Torah Lishma, that he always takes a minute or two, a little bit here and there, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tnai she'odem yivakesh b'chol ma'adish ha'nekudah she'ha-Torah k'doshe t'karvel l'noysen ha-Torah, that the Torah that I'm learning, please Hashem, that this Torah that I'm learning, it should bring me closer to you. It should bring me closer to you. To help you understand what you're learning. The Bekoach HaTorah HaKadosh LaHamshech Al Adam Simcha U'Renana B'Liba. You don't need you don't need to have clowns juggling. And you don't need to, like someone was telling me someone's very, very depressed, and the therapist told him that he should watch old movies. I guess old movies that have happy endings. I don't know. There's a lot of old movies that are sad. I mean, they're upsetting. But if it's a happy old movie, so the therapist said that this is his therapy, that they asked the rabbi, that's why he called me up, am I allowed to watch? He's a very firm person. He wants to know, is he allowed to watch? The therapist said that he should watch at least 2 hours of movie a day. It's a very big prescription, such a thing. 2 hours of movies a day? You know, it's a lot of movies. What? Yeah, I don't know, yeah. If you can get it from the Oxford, you know. So it's a lot of movies. So he thought it was a little bit funny, so much movies, and that's going to... So I didn't want to make, like, you know, maybe it's just an Indian, I don't know, with movies to say. There aren't that many movies that a person could you know, watch that. But and to go into the whole Indian, obviously, Kedusha. But the truth is, you don't need to have a clown juggling, and you don't need to have a hookup to the television. If a person has a kvius eat, and he davens together with his learning, the Torah has enough to bring the greatest joy to a person. That's what you see. The day before Simchas Torah is Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is what? Is David HaMelech, right? Spiesen. David HaMelech means Tefillah. Malchus. Tefillah. It also means Tarish Baal Peh. So Hashanah Rabbah, you see, is such a day, the Hashanahs, and the Hashanahs, what are the Aravahs? So remember that each one of the Abaminim corresponds to a different part of the body, right? So what are the Aravahs for? The lips. So what does it mean? The Aravahs are for the lips. Yerav alav sichi. Remember we said last week, we were learning Yerav alav sichi. What does it mean, Yerav alav sichi? That Hashem Yisbarach has unbelievable nachas. Yerav alav sichi for my words. And Yerav is a lashon of the Aravis. And the Aravis, Yerav, Aravis. And the Aravis that we clap on Hashanahs. And the Aravis means tefillah. It means words of tefillah and words even of Torah that I don't always understand. Like the Hashanahs. And the Shem Shabbat says, Neklap nochem ala nochem ala. Yerav alav sichi. And to say the words again and again and again. To say the words. And what's the result of that? Yerav alav sichi. What are the next words? Anoichi. Esmach b'Hashem. You don't need to have anything else. And they saw that by people. And you could see that even now. You could go into some places. You don't have so much. We don't see this in Chuslar so much. But if you go into Yerushalayim and some of these old places or in Bnei Brak, wherever, you see even that all they have is a little bit of leaven and a hard piece of bread. You have people like that even now. And they look, you know, you see them as Simchas Chaim. And you're wondering, I don't know how it's possible. The guy never went to Susha Mitzion or anything. Never, not once. And not only that, he never was invited to Marini Del Rey for a chasana. He never saw didn't see a television show. He never saw television in his life, a machine. He never saw in his life. And you're wondering, what makes this guy tick? Like, what makes him happy? What makes him happy? Didn't have a Super Bowl thing with what's it called, those big sandwiches? Hero, yeah, with a hero sandwich. Didn't have such a thing. So where does he take his simcha from? I don't understand. Where does he take his simcha from? And you can even see a person like that in Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have even in his life what he has tzaras. Was anybody ever here, did you ever meet Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter? Anybody here? You're by Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. He's Rabbi Yaakov. You ever see in your life such a simcha on a person? If you would know what a life this person has lived through, what tzaras, what Yisurim has lived through, that it's lo yatua, such tzaras. And every second of his life is, and he's in a cloud of simcha. So Moshe's yahrzeit. When Moshe finds his yahrzeit tonight, you give him a time assessment. Obviously, this is a this time assessment. It was yesterday, but Yud Gimel is Rav Moshe's. So what did Rav Moshe do for entertainment? It's a good question, no? Like, what did the Rebbetzin say? We'll be going honey tonight? So I saw in one of the, I don't remember which was in Hamadiyah, one of the things about when the book in Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe was getting up 3 in the morning, he was getting up to go and to start learning. And I remember how it started. The Maisa was that there was a Talmud Chacham, one of Rav Moshe's Talmidim, that was sleeping in the apartment. I guess he was helping Rav Moshe, and he was sleeping in the couch or something in the living room, and he heard that at 3 o'clock in the morning he heard Rav Moshe and the Rebbetzin were talking. At 3 o'clock in the morning, and the next morning, the Rebbetzin told this Talmud Chacham that let me tell you what the conversation. Did you hear that there was a conversation? So he said, "Yeah, I heard there was talking at 3 o'clock." So he said, well, "This was the conversation." So the Rebbetzin used to always call him Rabbi Feinstein. The other people. So she said that Rabbi Feinstein was getting up to, he only went to sleep a little bit before, and he was getting up at 3 o'clock to go learn. So I said to Rabbi Feinstein, that's what the Rebbetzin said, I said, you're learning all day, and you're learning all late into the night. You put in a lot of time in learning. So you also could rest a little bit. She said, wife, Rebbetzin, you could rest a little bit. So she said that Rabbi Moshe, said, okay. He went, and then she said that at 3:40 he got up. So he went at 3 o'clock. For 40 minutes, he was just lying there to make her happy. And then he got up, and then she said to this Talmud Chacham, she said, what could I do? He says, my husband, he says, Rav Moshe is drunk. He's a shikha. He's a shikha. What do you tell a shikha not to have another drink? I mean, do you ever try to tell a shikha, you try to take a bottle away from a shikha? He says, I can't stop him. He's shikha for Torah. He's a drunk. He for another drink, I can't. He says, his love of Torah is so great that I can't take the bottle away from him. He's so drunk with Torah. That's what the Rebbetzin said on Rav Moshe. So what did Rav Moshe find to do for entertainment? Shabbos is over. It's only 9 o'clock at night. The night is young. What are we going to do? The Feinsteins, no.
He got drunk.
Ramesha got smashed. He got drunk on Torah. And what about the Rebbetzin? There was once upon a time such people that they were able to get drunk watching the husbands get drunk. That's a very beginning. It's a different sugya. In Avodas Hashem. But a person, the whole simcha, the Torah is Yerevalov Sicha Noichi Asmach Bashem. That if a person makes himself like an Arava, and he gets, even when he gets clapped, and he keeps on saying the words, Hayshan Alaman, Hayshan, 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 he says the words, even though some days he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he tries and it doesn't go. After Shana Rabba comes, Simchas Torah. The next day. Simchas Torah. Because the Torah works. The Torah does that. You know, a person doesn't need any other form of entertainment. Doesn't need that. What we see now, this unbelievable thing with Ben Hazmanim, which I've spoken many times, like the Ben Hazmanim, you have people that have been Ben Hazmanim for 4 years or something. That this big Ben Hazmanim, it's already Purim, this man. And this year, what was hard, it was hard, the boys, because it was an Ibiyar, it was a Shanum Beres, so it's long as man, the Ben Hazmanim, because they're not happy. The person's not happy, so he's looking for ways to get happy. And the ways that people are looking to get happy are becoming more expensive and scarier to get happy. What gives a person simcha sechaim? To entertain a person. Entertainment. because so many people are sad. So the doctor tells him you have to watch a couple of, you know, you have to watch 2 hours of movies or something every day. To I don't know what to watch, the Marx Brothers or something. I'm not sure what he's supposed to do. And to bring him out. Which of course there's an inyan of a milsa b'dichus, to open the heart and to have. So of course there's an inyan, but that's only a milsa b'dichus that you should be able to continue and to learn. But the simcha zachan doesn't come from a milsa b'dichus. The joy of life doesn't come from from making jokes. Some of the saddest people in the world are the ones that are making jokes all the time. Ki yadua. Everybody knows that.
Was the mass murderer, the clown, was the serial killer, one of the clowns.
Yeah? The judge says, that's not funny. That's not funny. Yeah, stop clowning around. If a person like that. The Torah itself, when a person, that's what he's saying, a person who, no matter what, even when he feels like an harav and he's getting clapped, but he continues Yerhol of Sichi, when it comes to that Madrega of Anochi Esmach Bashem, but if a person's not, he's not strong with his Zmanim, sticking to the times, he's not faithful to Torah, and B, his Torah doesn't come together with Tefillah, it has to be with Tefillah, Davin. Doesn't mean he davens every day. Of course, he davens. It means, but tefillah to ask Hashem that the Torah that I'm learning should bring me closer to you, to take a minute here and there, that the Torah that I'm learning should make closer. Then he doesn't know why he doesn't have a simchas chaim. He's looking for other things that'll make him happy. There was this very funny thing that my wife cut out from one of the Jewish newspapers. I think it was for Purim, and it had like you know when they have in the newspaper that people want to meet other people. For making matches, shidduchim, I don't know what they call it. But that,
Personal.
So they had like from it was very very funny. So there's this one, Tzarefpur. So there's one that it's this guy. Most of them are from guys. Very funny because you know you have a lot of low yitzluchs like. So the guy says, looking for a woman who enjoys some gedalia. Some guy Shavuos Batam Zasar Batavis Tishabov loves to live in the fast lane. Fast but fasting. lives in the fast lane. Who enjoy looking like somebody like me who enjoys some guy Shavuos Batam. There are people that are like that. Hashem Yirachem. There are people that are like that. Yeah, enjoys Shavuos Batam, usually it's a certain yid also that when any time the Balkari makes a little mistake, he says, oh, he wakes the whole day. That's also enjoying Tisha B'Av. That's a type of, because there's a churban, right? What happened? There's a churban. The guy messed up the word. That's a little bit of a churban, right? He said instead of S, he said Ace. Ace! S! He enjoys a Tisha B'Av. That's a certain type of, he enjoys Tisha B'Av. Or a person when there's bad news or something, he says, well, likes to hear what's going on. It's also a Tisha B'Av. They're Yidden, they don't like that. They're Tisha B'Av Yidden. They like to hear about Churbanis and things, about bad news, and this one had a heart attack, that one died, and they go listen to these kind of things. And where does it come from, such a thing? You see this type of a way, it's very dangerous to make general statements. You don't see this by people learning a lot of Torah, who are steigen in learning. Jews who are steigen in learning are simchas Torah-dikah people. You see a lot by Amaratzim, by people that don't learn at all and they're not connected to Torah at all, that they get into this whole lineage of day and night, and health, and Tisha B'Av, and Shavuos HaBetamos, who live in the fast lane. And they're looking for a girl, and they're looking for a girl also who enjoys Shavuos HaBetamos. And you have couples like this. Hashem Yirachem. Simcha Zachan comes from learning Torah. Yerav Alav Sichi Anoichi Esmach B'Hashem. Anoichi Esmach B'Hashem. And like the Sfarim say, that Anochi Esmach B'Hashem doesn't only mean that you're happy, it means Esmach B'Hashem. You make Hashem happy. Yerhol of Sichi, Anochi Esmach B'Hashem. That's what the Ormel said. Anochi Esmach B'Hashem, that he brings tremendous simcha to Hashem. That's what he said. Sha'odim yivakish b'chol ma'oidei ha'nekudah sh'atar g'doi sh'atakar v'lo nois na'atar. It has to be with tefillah. That the Torah should be makaravim. The Torah should bring him back. V'yachpoitz l'hovin l'hosik kol divya Torah k'doi sh'yidavim d'Hashem. To help me understand. You know how the Chazanish used to daven when he didn't understand something? With the crying, they say stories from Chazanish with his davening and his tefillah to try to understand. Torah itself has the ability to bring joy into a person's heart. To bring mamish, simcha into a person. You don't need other stuff. Torah. But it has to be consistent with davening. That's the key. Consistent with tefillah. That's what it means. Pekudei Hashem yisharm. Right, it's not mitzvahs, but it's also learning. Yisharm means that it has to be with a kris itim. And it's Pekudei Hashem. You remember that it's Hashem who's teaching this. This is not a subject. It's Pekudei Hashem. When a person remembers that it's Hashem who gave us the Torah, and you're asking that Hashem's will should bring me close to him, so then it's Pekudei Hashem, it's Mesam Chalei. That's Yisharm's Mesam Chalei. If even a person who's gotten very far from Hashem should learn and learn and learn. It's the best thing you can do with a person. A person who's lost in all kinds of things, God forbid, whatever, aveiros or marishchera, depression, the best thing is this. And you know what? It doesn't even make a difference what sefer it is. Okay, you try to think of a sefer that would be, you know, go more with this person. But it doesn't have to be. Everybody knows stories like that. You could take a person, you could sit low with them, kitzuch and aruch. You could learn with him, you know, Shnaim Oichzim Metalus. Try it. It's 100% it works. 100% it works. To get drunk on Torah. You should try that on Purim. Take one Purim to try a little bit, not to worry so much about the biggest mitzvah midaraisa of drinking on Purim, that this is the biggest hidden mitzvah. It's the biggest hidden mitzvah. I'm not talking about Jews that they're drunk with Torah the whole year and they drink on Purim. I'm talking about people the whole year that are not so connected. And when it comes to drinking on Purim, there, all of a sudden, this was Bo Chavakuk and Avikain, Be'amid Malachas, and he put the whole Yiddishkeit on one thing. Chayiv initial of Sumer Pur Adleyav. On one mitzvah. It's not even brought down in Rambam. On one mitzvah. Chayiv initial of Sumer Pur, the drink on Purim. Those Jews who are drunk in Yiddishkeit and drunk on Torah, they only need to drink a little bit on Purim. Those people who are totally sober the whole year when it comes to Yiddishkeit at the Torah, the only way they could get themselves to laugh on Purim is by drinking a couple of bottles and acting like idiots. That's what Purim could become, God forbid, if someone's not careful. That's not how Shem Shabbat gave us the Yontif. In the Kabbal Atzma Earl Otsum, Kol Ish Lefi Madregosai. Each person according to his madrega, Yizkel Iskar of Shuv Eloi Zbarach V'Yismach B'Hashem Alokav, and to rejoice in Hashem Zbarach. You know, there's more here, and I even focused on the last page. If you have time, take a look and try to learn. I don't want to continue with it because it's beautiful, but I want to go back into Erev Shabbos, and it's the next Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, next Erev Shabbos. We'll just to make cheer everybody up. So we'll continue with Erev Shabbos.